way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
I didn't contribute anything.
And we're just going off of Coach Strew's word for it.
No, I think I looked it up,
you
too.
You don't have supporting documentation that show that horses poop in the same spot.
No, it's stud horses.
Yeah.
Does that mean that they're intact or that they're specially bred?
No offense to Coach Strew.
Look it up.
But he is known to be a little bit full of it.
This feels like a good question for Perplexity.
Perplexity?
You're really getting to use that now. It's AI.
I love it. It's Google on steroids. Mm-hmm. Like, you can ask it a question and it'll answer you like you want Google to, but Google won't.
Right. Yep.
It's like the other night I was making.
So is that why Google sucks now, because they want you to pay for this or what?
No, it's a different company.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were saying it's like a Google service.
No, it's not a Google service. I don't know whose it is, but you were using it.
Mm-hmm.
I use ChatGPT, and then I upgraded to this. I think this one's nicer.
I use both. ChatGPT is a little bit better when it comes to like logic and reasoning issues. Perplexity is better for scouring the web and getting you the information that you need. Hmm. So,
you know what's better than both?
Hmm.
The human brain.
Yeah, but if I don't have...
The most powerful supercomputer on the face of the earth.
It weighs 8 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Perplexity agrees. Male horses, especially if not gelded, tend to poop in particular areas, which, the same one or two spots.
Hmm.
There you go.
Is that marking their territory?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah, this little 3-foot by 3-foot spot, fellas.
It's you mine. Stay away. Yeah.
You see a big pile, you know that's a big stud.
A big horse.
Get out of there.
No, please. Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, episode 83.
Is it? I have no idea. What's it been? 5 weeks?
It's been a while. Yeah, 82. Excuse me. Episode 82.
Should be 83 or 84, I guess.
We've had a couple in there that never made it.
What was the really big deal with our last episode? Was it the Christmas episode?
No, it was the end of my council time.
So it was in December then.
So we're going to have 20 minutes per episode to fill now without council talk.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what are we going to do?
Imagine if he ever sold his business. The whole thing would be 15 minutes.
I wouldn't need a podcast then. I wouldn't have stress.
It's interesting. Yeah, well, my brother-in-law will be excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like I was playing Monopoly today. You know, I hit the go to jail, but just visiting part of it, because they had to go and give the EMA state of the state address and budget and, you know, get on my hands and knees and beg for money and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our budget. I looked at ours compared to the other emergency services for like the 10-year CIP. I think our total expenditure was like $130,000.
Right. Yep.
And the fire department, $8 million. I thought, well, they ought to rubber stamp ours. Come on.
You would think so.
I mean,
and especially when we have the city's sirens under our purview.
Interesting.
So we have to. I guess we're the stewards of the sirens. I don't stewards. Know. Somehow that just became
a thing.
Somehow
that falls under us.
Right. But anyway, I got to be there, and then. When I was done, I said, all
adios.
Right, see ya. And they all laughed, and I left. So I don't know if I was supposed to stay or not, but clearly I did
I don't
not.
Think so.
No.
How did your replacement do?
She looked there and attentive, and she asked if I wanted to trade places with her,
I said, and everyone laughed.
Yep. I said, no, I'm good. And
just, I mean, how many jokes, how many quips from when you walked in the door to when you left? How many
did they ask you to repeat the speech from your last?
No, no one
wanted to hear it again.
No one brought that up. No, no, we still had one council member that doesn't make eye contact with you. And yeah. Which we did talk. Yeah, because that was at the last council meeting. Didn't go into all of the fallout of what happened after Mitch made his big stand. You shall not fire truck here.
Well done. And it's not there yet. Which it wouldn't have been anyways, but
you're right.
Look at you.
I don't know. Who knows what would have happened? They would have approved the 50,000, I think. If
for sure,
not just me, but if some people didn't show up.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Feel like I did my civic duty.
You did. You're good for the next six years.
I'm good for a while.
I had somebody ask me why you haven't run yet.
Because he doesn't want to be neutered.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at what happened to you.
He doesn't want
to
be gelded.
Look at what happened to you.
I'm so weak now.
Well, you're gaining your strength back.
I am.
Yeah.
It's like the kryptonite's been taken out of your presence.
It's, yeah, realizing every day, like, my inbox is all work. And
didn't I have a 2-hour conference call that I don't get paid for in the middle of the day today? Oh, wait, no, I don't have to do that anymore. Huh. Yeah.
Sunshine.
You're wondering why I wouldn't do that? No. Nope. I'm good.
Greater good, Mitch. Greater good.
Yeah, but he can make big, flashy speeches from this end.
Oh, come on.
Which makes
true.
That's big,
true.
Flashy yeah. speech. Yet. You know, I was a little pissed. You said I was there to grandstand when you said that the other night via our text message.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, I had just insulted you, but that was different.
You had gotten real butthurt all of a sudden. And
I hadn't gotten butthurt at all.
You just lobbed a grenade.
I told you some things that sucked about you, but that...
That didn't give you the right.
Yeah, that didn't give you the right to lob it back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now, I'll have to, I don't know, do I get a hobby? Do I start knitting? What do I have to complain about? I mean.
Well, I kind of wondered now that you can speak your mind and say what you really think.
Here's how it actually is.
Right. I mean, is there any of that?
No, it's not a. I'm not going to pull like an Aaron Rodgers.
Mitch, you were right about everything all along. I kind of thought maybe that's where we were headed here, but.
Oh, no, man.
No? Oh, okay.
The Nile's not just a river in Egypt.
You'll come around.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you, by the way, for bringing the disinfecting wipes and rubber gloves.
And not just, those are like the best rubber gloves.
I use those for cooking, usually. But
those are the ones we use at work. We found them to just be the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like we're touching
poop
and things.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was in here, there was a lot of evidence of rodent activity on this table where I'm currently drinking a beer and just ate a snack. So
you act like you pour the beer out on the table and suck it and lap it up like a dog.
While I set all my stuff down and touch it. I don't want to, ingest rodent droppings or urine.
I imagine after a while, the whatever bacteria goes away, right? I mean, it just dries out.
Oh, yeah.
I would imagine.
I got these stupid reusable traps. One doesn't spring. The other had the mouse just walked up to it, said, "Oh, thank you for the snack," and walked away. And it's,
I told you,
you gave him a high protein snack.
Mm-hmm. So I got these. I got the old school ones now.
We got to set them up before we go home.
Peanut butter to put on them.
I have a mouse attractant.
Oh, that shit doesn't work.
No,
that's a joke.
Oh, really?
Yep. No, been there, done that. I'm telling you.
What's it smell like? Did you smell it?
Yeah, you should smell it and see what happens.
I'm afraid I'm going to squeeze it and it's going to shoot up my nose like Flonase.
Oh, smell it now.
Peanut butter, and you goober it on there so they have to lick around on the mechanism.
Yeah, if there's you and rodent studies, I'm surprised that you're not like an exterminator. just because you would get such great joy out of it.
If I could use a flamethrower, maybe.
Yeah, I don't think you would be able to go to some of the homes that these people are called to. I don't think I would either.
No.
True.
No.
That's true.
I would be in the prevention side of the business, not the eradication.
Call me before you have a problem.
Right.
Not after.
What do I need to do to avoid infestation, Mitch?
Clean. Not. Yeah, right. Not leave crap laying around.
Oh, I was pissed, though. I had a bag of snacks that had nuts and dried cranberries and stuff in it.
Speaking of rodent attractant, there we go.
It was sealed in the freaking thing.
And they can smell.
They got little opposable thumbs.
Now,
they opened it right up.
The sons of guns, they chewed right through the corner. It discarded the cranberries, but went straight for the nut. I bet that guy's full.
And fat.
You
need to have your fruits and veggies, man. Right? You can't just go straight to the protein.
Mm-hmm. I was just like, why is there...
You're providing habitat and feeding them.
I can't imagine why they chose to live here.
No, we all know why. He can't imagine why they chewed through that bag when they had so much else to pick from.
It's an embarrassment of riches over here for mice. Didn't realize they could climb like that. I mean...
Oh, yeah, they can climb anything.
Apparently. I knew they were adept at getting into tiny, tight, small spaces, but... Mm-hmm. The bad part about it was I didn't realize it until I started eating the said snacks that there was a hole in the bottom of like, this is kind of stale.
Yeah, but what you don't know don't hurt you.
That's right. I'm still here to tell the story.
You've probably had more food in your life that's been contaminated by rodents.
I know it has. I know that the FDA that has there's an allowance for percentage of rat droppings in certain in foods.
That's right.
When they test it, I know that, but I didn't see the rat in the food. Yeah.
Look, that's
ignorance is bliss. Yeah, it's fine. Good. Now I've had it's been an eventful couple of weeks for me. My truck is broken. I somehow broke that. Still waiting on parts for it. On the second week now.
It's still almost too cold to ship.
Yeah.
Still almost too cold to ship. Now we got a little frost on the road.
Is this their way of punishing you for being a dumbass?
Yeah, well, I mean, stupidity is supposed to hurt. And
yeah, the good news is you got the truck there.
True.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And I brought the truck. So what happened was when the big blizzard hit.
You're gonna tell everybody. You want everybody to know.
No.
Come on. Let's have fun at his expense.
So then I stepped on the gas pedal and I put it from drive into reverse with my foot all the way down to the floor. And then I flipped the knob to four low while the wheels were still going 50 mph, and bang. And a bunch of fluid came running out from underneath my truck.
Stuck in his own driveway. Took out the front differential.
I just don't understand you guys.
Had you been drinking?
Don't they build these trucks better?
No, it was like 11 in the morning.
Had you been drinking?
Right. You know, this was a weekend.
I mean, you were at home during a blizzard.
It was after a blizzard. It wasn't like a Saturday fun day. It was like, oh my God, I want to get outside of the house. And so, we hadn't been drinking at all. And the sad thing is my wife had gone out and gotten stuck. So I had to...
In the miniature van.
Enclave.
Oh, that's right. That's what you have.
Mm-hmm. And she got her unstuck. Why did she need to go out? Well, I have a grocery order to pick up. I want to do some baking. So whatever those elements were that she needed.
Cake mix, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
So then I said, well, take my truck. She said, oh, well, you just go. I said, okay, fine. And
well, it's a good thing you did because if she had done that in the driveway, you would have blown a gasket.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have a chunk missing out of your melon and be laid up waiting for parts. Oh, man.
So you backed out into a 4-foot snowbank, and then you were surprised that you got stuck in 2-wheel drive.
But you know how the city is in town. That's right. You know how the city is.
So maybe that'll be...
Push all that snow, the whole road worth, right into your driveway.
Yeah. Because they plow your end of town first, so they had already windrowed into your driveway. Yeah. Mine, that doesn't happen until after my driveway's been cleared.
And then they go...
My driveway had been cleared. That was the problem.
Oh, really?
Is that... it had been cleared, because this was a multi-day event, so it had been cleared once, and then the plows went by, because we were actually, I think we ended up being more last on the list, after being
missed. Now that you're off the council.
Yeah, that's probably right. So I'm free to talk.
Yeah, we got to hit that Ostra first. That's right, we got to change routes.
So I get... stuck in the muck that is at the bottom of the driveway, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I'm going forward, I'm going backwards, I'm going forward, I'm going backwards, I'm like, all right, well, let's try 4 low. Going forward, going backwards, and boom! What the heck was that? I'm going forward, going backwards, and then...
So did you get out and shift to neutral before you put it in 4 low?
Well, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
It tells him on the dash.
I don't think it would let me if I didn't.
I probably wouldn't release this episode until Ford's done with your truck.
Figured out what's going on with it.
Yeah.
Warranty claim, denied.
There is an abuse exemption on most warranties.
Surely you went through the book when you got the truck.
Read cover to cover on the warranty. Yep. And either way,
this was, obvious malfunction due to poor craftsmanship.
Right.
It's only 25,000 miles on it. It shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be allowed. It's probably the electronics that caused it. Although, so when I go in there, right? And
the electron shooted that piece of metal off of your truck.
So, it ruined both front axles.
Oh, my stars.
So, the worst part is that the neighbor comes out and, like, oh my God, I have to be helped out now. That's just, so emasculating when you're a man. And,
well, I know Wayne doesn't know anything about mechanics. I saw him piss around with his golf cart all summer. Better go help him out.
Yep. So, finally get unstuck, and I see this, it's like a dark fluid on the snowbank.
Huh.
Like, well, it's not transmission fluid. It's not...
the next step is the best.
It's not...
a bunch of fluid.
Antifreeze.
I'll take it to my shop.
Yeah, let's just take it to the shop. Well, I wasn't going to leave it there.
Of course not.
So
I'm going to make a mess on the driveway. I'm going to drip.
I might be completely out of oil. Completely out of... I don't know what I'm completely out of, but I'm going to drive a mile to the shop. It's cold. It's not going to overheat.
Yeah, I made it. I made it, and then I got...
How much noise was it making?
It wasn't.
Clack, 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 clack.
Well, it was making that noise because of the stupid deal, the...
engine?
No, the fabric thing
hanging down for 2 weeks prior to this.
Oh.
It wasn't all the way down.
Yes, it was. It was dragging on the ground.
It was not dragging.
When I was driving behind you.
Your unwillingness to have that repaired probably contributed to the failure of the differential.
Yeah, but that's shoddy craftsmanship. I mean, why would they
that the piece of felt came off because of some other stuff you were doing wrong. This probably wasn't the first time you were stuck. You probably got hung up that off.
No, I don't think I was. I think that's the first time I was stuck. Because
this, yeah, wow, that's good.
So yeah, I'm excited to see how this whole deal will go. So,
have you stopped in to visit face to face?
No, not well.
Have you even talked to them face to face, or were you too embarrassed?
No, I talked. So I call that Monday. Well, it can't get me until Tuesday.
I can drive it over. No, don't do that.
I talked to Mr. Slim. I said, Mr. Slim, can you identify this liquid? And he's like, oh, boy, I don't know.
You know, by looks, I couldn't tell, but when I tasted it, I knew.
He's like, I don't know. I'm like, I just hope I can get to Drenko. And he said, what any man would say, Ah, you'd be fine. So I drove it over there, and I get in there, and they're like, okay, well, we need to take care of this recall. We need to take care of this recall.
Yeah, I'm more worried about those.
And then the one recall is like, yeah, we might have to replace both of your axles because of this recall. I'm not exactly sure because they just released it. And I'm like, what in the hell? Oh, and you have a leak too, right? I'm like, yeah. And then
I don't know.
And then the phone call comes about 4 hours later. Yeah, Wayne. Hey, Dave here, Drinko.
Was Ava driving the truck this weekend by chance?
And I said, your entire front differential is in pieces. I don't have those parts. I need to get them. I've never actually seen this before.
So the Ford flow chart we follow, there's not actually an area for what happened to your truck. We don't know what to do at this point.
And he's like, hopefully it'll be here in a couple of days. So me thinking, all right, now here's the time to get the story straight. Well, why do you think that happened? I mean, it's a two-year-old truck. It shouldn't do this. And he's like, did you, maybe were the wheels spinning and you caught traction? No. I'm not blaming you. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
As soon as we're off the phone, I'm going to tell everybody, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, clearly.
So this was Tuesday. I call back on Friday. And it's, hey, Ron Drago Motors, this is Dave. Hey, Dave, Wayne Barahona calling. Oh, hi. Hey, how are you? So those parts, they're in they're Kansas City. Pretty cold out there.
Very cold.
I don't know if they're going to make it here or not, but... maybe let's hope for early next week. So here we are Tuesday evening. I have yet to hear.
The late next week. Maybe.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. And I am only one of those two things.
No, it'll be fine.
Now I'm sad.
Ford will cover it. No questions asked.
That's right. That's what I...
They're going to tell Drinko, just never lease this guy another pickup ever again.
Hey, I am a returning customer. I have leased several vehicles from there. Two.
That's several.
Yeah.
No, that's good. It's good. So, would being put in the same position again, what are you going to do different?
Next time, I'm going to give her a little more gas.
It's good. Or call Mitch. Hey, can you come pick me up?
Yeah.
I don't want
to,
you know
how
break
to drive
my truck again.
The worst part, though, is that the people that clean our snow came 20 minutes later to clear everything out.
Well, I guess he probably saw you stuck, maybe.
No.
You were it was floating around Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the neighborhood Snapchat.
Yeah, right.
They're like, oh crap.
We better get over there. Because you got one of them sticks in your front yard?
No.
No? Only Mitch does?
Yeah, I do.
No, it's different company.
Oh, I see.
Which I don't understand those sticks.
What do you mean you don't understand it?
So the first time I saw it, like I had to look. I had to like almost stop to see exactly what it's. Oh, it's a cell phone number. Mm-hmm. But it's on like... 2-inch-wide-by-4-foot-tall post.
So I thought it was maybe some sort of a fundraiser with school, it's not orange.
Right, and I thought maybe it was because it was around Christmas time.
When I left, I was like, so what's this stick in your front yard about? Right.
Yeah. Like, Santa stop here? No, that's a phone number.
So that's like...
Do they get money off your bill if you put that in your yard?
No, that's how they know that you're one of their customers.
Oh, they can't read a map?
Well, they have so many accounts now. I think Travis told me they have 400 and some driveway accounts. And so that means, it used to be Travis and whoever that would they knew everybody up and down the block of what houses to do and what not to. Well, they got, I think, more people working there and probably more part-time people.
Probably right, yeah.
That don't know that. So that's an easy way for them to say, oh, yeah, there's a driveway we need to do.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. And then they get a little advertising out of it at the same time.
If you take the time to stop and squint.
Be like,
well, yeah, but how big could they possibly make it?
Yeah, but it doesn't say. So what I didn't understand was it doesn't have. Unless the homeowner who has one tells you, you would never know what it's about.
100%.
So I guess in that respect, that works, but it's not really good advertising other than, Mitch, I just left your yard. What's the deal with the steak?
Are you spraying something in the middle of winter that you need to notify the neighbors about?
Are you running for something but only had like $4 and that's your phone number? I don't know.
You've had so many jobs and so many different phone numbers, so it's hard to keep that straight. And finally, there's another geese with a new job.
Finally.
But we'll get to that. Segment 2 after this. You were doing shots out of a bowling ball earlier before between segments, so I can understand how that has come about. But yeah, that was interesting. I'm kind of over it though, like the whole Kelsey
Swift thing.
Yeah.
Why? Who cares?
It needs to be about the football. Damn it. Make it about the football.
Well, then why do they show Jerry Jones all the time?
Because he owns the damn team.
Taco.
No,
he owns the team.
That like, doesn't matter. I don't care.
No, I want to see football.
Well, I want to see football, but I don't think it's that much of a distraction. They show her for 10 seconds, 4 times a game.
And it's not like, all right, it's 1st and 10. They're going to hike the ball. But instead, we're going to show you that Swift girl.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
And she's there and engaged in the
game.
Maybe
I do.
And having fun. And I've seen tons of dads on Twitter who are so thankful that Taylor Swift is dating Travis Kelce and is at these games because now their daughters
are
interested in football. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it gives them something
to do as a family
together.
Yeah.
So
for sure. Yeah, man. Calm down.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked for 15 minutes during the break here about it.
How do I get into this?
Oh, boy. If you have to think that hard about it, are we sure we want to go there?
No. I want to frame my comment correctly. And
since your last comment was poorly received.
Yeah.
Don't say something dumb again.
And then you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So there have been in the last pretty much the last week, a lot of eyeballs on Iowa people in sports.
Caitlin Clark in particular.
And Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brock Purdy played like crap on Saturday.
I'd say there were periods of time where he made. Where he did not make good throws.
Now, you did, yeah. But is that, and that's, I, Aaron, I kind of play it up a little bit because Mitch is a bit of a homer. But
I'm not a homer. I'm a Brock Purdy defender.
You are.
There's a difference.
You are a Brock Purdy advocate.
Oh,
you are an evangelist.
I love Brock Purdy.
I love Brock Purdy.
And I want to see him win. And that I enjoy watching him make some off throws, but you can't expect this man to walk on water.
No.
It's his second year.
The expectations obviously were very low. The two games, well, other than Baltimore, but the two games this year where he struggled the most were when the ball was wet. I personally think that's partially because he's a lot smaller than a lot of other people out there. I don't know how small his hands are.
A lot like Trump's.
makes it hard to grip a ball. I don't know exactly what it is, but I can tell the ball is not coming off his hand correctly. Yeah. And that was a lot of his struggles on Sunday. However, a lot of the criticism is
he's never had to engineer a game-winning drive. He's never done it, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, now he does it. He, I wouldn't say he sucked, but he performed well below expectations on Sunday, all the way up to the game-winning drive. He engineered a game-winning drive, and it's like, well, yeah, but that's the only good drive he had. Well, which one is it? He's supposed to have a perfect game, and then if you have a perfect game, you probably don't need to engineer a game-winning drive, but right?
What, correct. What happens if Deebo Samuel's out? I mean,
Deebo Samuel was out.
Well, I mean, this next week. This weekend.
Well, as long as it ain't raining, we're in great shape. What, I mean, you can say that about anybody, but the best receiver on any team.
Well, system quarterback.
That is such BS. And I sent you guys, and you probably didn't watch it, but
I didn't watch it.
You didn't
Pat
watch
McAfee
it?
From Pat McAfee today?
Because that was right before I was about to go into the budget
thing.
That
would have been great for you. That would have pumped you up. Oh, you would have gone in there and got your budget doubled. Yes.
Yeah, if you had as much enthusiasm as Pat McAfee has defending Brock Purdy.
You could have doubled the budget for EMA. Yeah, but look at you. I'm fine with 0.5%. Oh, great.
I asked for 5, damn it. Inflation.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy leads the league in tons of statistical categories. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback in the NFL. Obviously, he has a tremendous cast, you know, supporting him, mm-hmm. right? I won't doubt that. But you think Joe Montana was the only guy on his team? Which, by the way, I follow a bunch of Niners writers on Twitter now because I like Brock Purdy, right. and I like they're mm-hmm. always writing about him. And they pointed out, I didn't even know this, but there were multiple games where, like when Joe Montana was on the rise as a player, where he did the exact same thing. He played like crap for a whole game and then engineered a game-winning drive to come back in the playoffs. And that's part of the whole legend of Joe Montana. And I'm not saying Brock Purdy is Joe Montana. I'm saying somebody as good as Joe Montana still had crappy games. And you're not going to say, well, yeah, I mean, he's okay. But, you know, we had Jerry Rice on the team, and he played bad for 3 quarters that one time. So, obviously, he sucks.
No, and what I will say is I think it's okay that he is a system quarterback. Because one of the best quarterbacks of all time was a system quarterback.
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
I think...
Look at... And he
what
didn't
do you
have
mean by system quarterback?
You stay in the pocket. You don't... You follow the game plan. You stick to the script. And he wasn't a scrambler. He didn't have the best arm, but he still had. He was still precise enough and smart. I mean, like he.
Yeah,
like
I think that's a lot of it. The problem I have with Game Manager is it's intended as an insult.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's saying, well,
it's like calling someone articulate.
Yeah, right. I've been called that recently.
He's awfully.
And I know what that means. That means that.
And I know what that meant.
That means.
And that hurt.
Well, he's not as dumb as I thought he was. He sounded relatively well spoken for a few moments there.
For his size, he was really, you know, pretty good. Yeah.
I watched Tombstone last weekend. You're not as dumb as you look, Ike.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I hijacked that.
No,
but I couldn't,
you're 100% right.
Myself.
And I never did go off on a rant about that. But yeah, someone calling me articulate. That means surprisingly articulate.
You put that in the text, and then he called me articulate, and then Wayne and I are like, oh, well, that was nice. Which was the worst thing he could have said? You know what that means? And Wayne and I got an education.
We did. We
so
did.
Thank you. Think about it.
Would it have been better if they had said, well, he was very well spoken?
That would have been better, yeah. Okay.
Then even though well-spoken and articulate mean the same thing.
They do, but
is it,
there is a connotation.
Is it that you're just maybe a little bit sensitive?
No, it's not. It's because there have been people who have been canceled for calling someone of a culture other than their own articulate because everyone knows what they meant.
Who has been canceled for calling someone articulate?
Oh... People used to say that about Barack Obama, and yeah, it didn't go over well. Let's just put it that way because they knew they were what they meant.
They were being an asshole.
Yes, exactly. So no, I didn't appreciate.
So
being
Wayne,
called
or I mean,
articulate.
Mitch took that as this guy being an asshole.
Yes.
How dare you assume that I'm not articulate? Have you not met me before? I'm awesome.
I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying the fact that you say it that way means that you thought I was dumber than I am. So, this,
you guys, this last 5 minutes has been exactly like my brain. Going down one path and just off to anyway. One side.
So back to game, the game management. Manager. Game manager implies,
he's awfully articulate.
Implies that you can plug anyone into the system and all you have to do is not screw up and it's going to work. And you don't have to make any plays on your own. You just, okay, Coach Shanahan, I will throw it to Debo on this play. And that is not what is happening.
Well, okay, you have your reads. You've got your one, your two, and then your check down, or however it works, because I smart football. But that is kind of right. I mean, Shanahan is a wizard. I mean, he's...
Yeah. Okay, so how come nobody else has had the same level of success? You look at Debo Samuel's stats, you look at George Kittle's stats, you look at Brandon Ayuk's stats, even Christian McCaffrey's are all better this year with a full year playing with Brock Purdy under center than they were last year. So to me, just a game manager and plug him in and all he has to do is do his little role and not screw it up. If you're elevating people with you, that implies that your level of play is pretty damn good, too.
But what were they coming from?
Well, the number two pick in the draft, for one.
Which, flop.
Oh, okay. So now, imagine for a moment that Trey Lance was doing this well.
Imagine, had the same stats.
It had the same stats because he was the number two overall pick. Would you be hearing the same narrative?
You would never hear game management. You would never hear.
No, and when he had a poor game, they would say, "Well, geez, it's his second year. You know, what can you expect after the year he's had? He was bound to have a down game eventually. You know,
this is the NFL. You're going to have some losses.
Yep, and that's what happens. But you know, we still think, man, this Trey Lance. How impressive is he for a second year quarterback? Not he's a fraud. Not all he is a game manager. He's a system quarterback. You plug anybody in there. Well, you plugged multiple other people in there and were not able to do it. So if it's the system, then how come nobody else did it as well in the system as Brock Purdy has?
And so Shanahan is a good coach. Don't get me wrong.
Very good coach.
But absolutely. Football's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And people act like he's playing a different game or with a different set of rules or doing something completely different. It's still football.
But he's also utilizing, understanding what his talent, like the talent that he has.
Well, I would say every coach is.
Well, yeah. So you're utilizing those skills to your advantage and creating a playbook around it. You're not saying, hey, you guys, you're going to conform to my West Coast offense, or I'm going to, run, we're going to be a run first team or whatever the case might be. They're using their weapons and they're creating a playbook around those weapons. And believe me, I'm a fan, but I'm not a stan like you are.
I am a stan because I watched Brock Purdy.
What do you mean a stan?
A stan is internet slang for somebody who is like a devoted follower, promoter of someone.
Is so that derogatory too?
No, the song Stan by Eminem. You don't know that song?
Yeah, you do. I wrote you all the letters and I wrote the addresses on them perfect.
Like, how come you don't write me back? Anyway, yeah. Well, Wayne will put it on to the end of this episode. Yeah,
can you play that on here? So I be like, it'll be a few days away, but at least I'll be able to go, oh, sure.
If you're a stan, you're like a super fan.
Okay.
A devotee, so to speak.
Yes. Does that better vernacular? Yeah.
That's more my...
That's very articulate.
That's more my level.
The gentleman to my right is awfully articulate.
But I am. I watched Brock Purdy play for 4 years at Iowa State. The dude is a freaking warrior. He is a leader, 100%. I saw it. What?
You cannot use that word when describing athletes.
Because that does not...
That takes away from what our real warriors are. And,
oh, stop. It has nothing to do with that.
Define warrior, then.
Define a guy who will fight and scrap and claw to try to win.
Is that,
you never
is that
played football, Aaron, so you
it's
don't
true.
Understand.
I don't understand trying to win. I've never tried to win anything.
You don't understand why I'm saying about calling him a warrior.
No, that's
I'm
fine.
Not taking anything away from the military or trying to put him on the same pedestal as someone in the military.
I've just always rolled my eyes when people are like, they're a warrior or they're a hero.
I'm not calling him a hero.
No, not him, but when they use that word so loosely.
I wouldn't. Whatever. Speaking of derailing conversations.
I apologize.
Anyway, the guy is a natural leader. I saw it for 4 years at Iowa State. My main criticism of him during his time with the Cyclones was put him in a position where he has to do too much, and then that's where he makes big mistakes.
Sure.
And he had to do that more often at Iowa State because our O-line sucked for most of the time that he was there. Part of the time we had pretty good receiving core, not always. Shut up.
They.
I had bought season tickets. I helped pay for some of this stuff. Okay,
no, yeah, then you're green. Go ahead.
Stop it.
Wait, so yeah, let's derail yet again. You went to BV.
Yeah.
So how did Iowa State become your de facto?
I don't know. How did the Hawkeyes become other people's favorite team?
Because everybody else did. It is my assumption. I wondered if it was because is your brother
being an ultra Hawkeye,
right?
That's made me more of a staunch Iowa State fan because I just want to
be contrary.
A little bit. Butt heads with him.
Rub his nose in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when your taxes are going to it.
You feel like you got some ownership to it?
No, I retract me coming down on you for saying our. It is our.
That's true.
Whatever. I'm talking about the team that I root for and I follow very closely. So I'm sorry for co-opting their.
No, that's fine now. I haven't thought about it this way. No, I think.
Do you also,
our tax dollars don't pay for any of that, by the way. But whatever.
Do you also.
The school.
Do you also place bets with them?
No, I don't. No. And that's a whole other topic. We could get into that, all the developments in that
right.
in the last couple of days.
Yep.
Illegal investigation and some rogue DCI agent. But
I didn't hear all that. I heard the, because it was the Iowa players, right? That where they were looking at, or are you talking about Deckers?
I'm talking about the whole thing. The whole investigation began with a rogue DCI agent who. So they have this tool where you can go geofence an area and see that people are on certain websites, basically within this geofenced area. And he, on a hunch, which in a deposition, he said, when they asked him why he decided to do this, he said, well, I can't really remember, but I'm sure it was for a good reason.
Oh,
that's a good answer.
He went and without a warrant, without any type of criminal complaint, without any prompting whatsoever.
Probable cause.
He went and he geofenced some dorms in Iowa City and found that there was a whole bunch of sports betting going on. And then he went to his superior and said this, and they basically said, yeah, no, that's illegal. We can't just do that for no reason.
And you try to have that hold up in court.
So then he went back. The way I understand it, I'd have to go read the article again to make sure I have this right, but the way I understand it, he then went back and geofenced the athletic facilities and said,
where he knew athletes could be
athletes
in this particular
or
place.
Coaches or trainers basically would be in there, came back and said, hey, I have it going on in these facilities. And so his superior went to their superior, and then that person, we should
light him up,
which the whole thing is, I mean, the whole pretense of it sounds and seems illegal to me. I'm not a legal scholar, obviously, but
so you're fine with these guys betting? You're just upset with how they figured it out?
I can think it was wrong for those guys to be betting, but also I don't think it's okay for a rogue agent to conduct an illegal investigation, no matter what they uncover as part of that.
Yeah.
It's fruit of the poisonous tree.
And then it ruined one guy's career.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Depending. And you know what'll happen? They'll end up getting their pants sued off. The state of Iowa will. A whole bunch of people will get fired. And some settlements will be reached with athletes, and they probably should be
because
of this. And you know who pays for all of that?
We do.
Yeah, we do. We do. Again. And what did it accomplish? So I mean, what was the point? Mm-hmm. We ended up with some misdemeanor charges that they pled to. And there's a whole lot more to the story that I don't remember all the details now. But they basically coerced confessions out of guys by threatening, you know, higher charges. So, yeah, and what, they got some $500 fines out of a handful of football players and ruined some.
And then law enforcement wonders, why do we have such a bad name?
Right.
Why are people so mean to us?
Is that the most important thing going on in the state of Iowa? Right. I mean, if we've solved all of our drug problems and the fentanyl crisis and every other thing.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not excusing it. That's the thing. Because that's what people, well, you think they should be doing that? No, I just think that that's extremely minor compared to a whole lot of other problems.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what it is.
And you know what could have fixed it? If they just would have gone in and say, look, guys, we know we've seen it. We're not going to do anything with it, but you guys can't be doing this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they can see you do it.
Right.
Stop.
Yeah.
And then it would have been the problem that they were trying to solve with the law would have gone away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shh, well, they can figure that out. Oh, yeah, I'm going to stop betting on these games.
Right.
Being serious,
and they may not even bet on their own games. They're sports betting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They could have been betting on the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, they had no idea.
But
they
just knew they were at the sites. How much financial future was stolen from Deckers? You know, you'll never know. I mean,
you'll never know. You'll never know.
What's the name of the guy that they, when you talk about a guy's career ruined, it's not Deckers, it's somebody else.
Well, the NFL player is Owazirike, was playing for the Broncos. And he's been out the whole year. Yep.
But I thought it was someone for Iowa State.
That's him.
Oh, that is him. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he's was on the Broncos roster, and then this all happened.
Okay.
I don't know if he'll ever get back into the NFL. You know, it may have cost him his opportunity to showcase himself to the team, and they'll say, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. We don't want to touch this because of, you know, your reputation is tainted or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could have cost the guy millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
So,
hey, squirrel.
Yeah. Well,
come on, fellas, let's clean it up.
But we didn't. The other one was Caitlin Clark. So,
yeah, Mitch is going to accuse Caitlin of a flop. That's the script. That's the script.
That's what Wayne wants me to do.
You read it. You read it.
That's what Wayne wants me to do.
This is what I told my wife. I told my wife that anybody playing basketball for a long period of time, when someone runs into you, your brain
you're
says,
automatically going to flop.
You fall on the floor and draw that foul.
Yep, I can see that.
Though that's I believe Caitlin Clark is just running along. Somebody bumps into her and her brain says, now is when you just jump and you flop.
And she has a flair for the dramatic a little bit, too. Yep.
If someone would have bumped into me doing that little trot, we would have just bumped into each other and kept going. But
no.
So I don't think,
you say, what's wrong, bro? You want to go?
Yeah.
You want to go?
The spinning as you go down and stuff. I'm like, she didn't look like she was hit that hard to do that.
But that different camera angle, the one that shows from over top.
Yeah, that's the one that shows it.
Yeah, it's pretty damning.
I am confident.
Of Caitlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm confident she didn't think, oh, I got hit by an Ohio fan. Oh! You know, I think that's just how basketball players are. All the way to the NFL.
But it did look like she leaned into it.
Yeah, LeBron James would have done the same thing, but more dramatic. I guarantee you of that.
And I hate that about LeBron. So
just flippity floppy.
That doesn't mean I don't think LeBron's a good basketball player. I think he is, and I think Caitlin Clark is too. And I think she's a good example in a lot of ways. I also think she can be a bit of a crybaby. And, you know, I've seen her literally shove people around on the basketball court when she's mad. And so I don't appreciate that part of her.
That's just being competitive.
Oh, yeah. And I've heard that.
But
you wouldn't say that about a guy. No, if a guy literally shoves somebody on the court, I would say that
that's
going a little too far.
Unless they were in the red and gold.
There are a lot of Iowa apologists. I'll say it. I'll take that controversial stance. There are a lot of, black and golds that are saying, how dare you question the virtue of our Caitlin Clark.
Again, we need to get over the fact we need to allow these people to make some mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, she's 22.
They're kids, yes.
You gotta let people in general, even if they're not, you gotta let people, it's like people are talking as if they've never made a mistake.
I feel like a
Brock Purdy is coming. Right? Just not letting him make a few mistakes here and there.
Of course.
You're expecting perfection. Well, we didn't finish that. And yeah, you're an idiot for not liking Brock Purdy.
I'll agree with that.
Idiot.
I was going to come to you for some sort of Bible verse about forgiveness and
it's there.
Such.
The whole thing. I can't give you one verse because there's too many.
From front, there's a lot of them.
You know what Bible says about forgiving?
A lot of things.
Well, yes. Yes.
I was trying to think of that line from Kingpin.
I don't remember that line.
Oh, I can't imagine it's any good.
What?
It's out of Kingpin.
Have you not seen
that? You don't like that movie?
Are you
serious? They make fun of the Amish. No, that's all. All I know is the one guy's Amish, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've just seen clips of it.
I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. We don't have a cow. We have a bull. And on that visual, we're back with segment 3 next. Understand is how your wife quits a job and she even gets that in the paper. The Northwest
local resident Greta Geese takes their new dog for a walk. That's the next story about Greta.
Oh yeah, when that new dog,
when the new dog comes.
Lydia's got a long ways to go to earn that.
Is it this fall?
Is she still? Yes. So that carrot is still
it's still being used. It's not as effective as it was the first couple of days.
Oh, but back to the original. Greta's has a different job. The 5th of February
is when she starts. Yep.
Another almost kind of a public position.
Yeah, probably not as public in that, like dealing with customers and stuff that way. But
yeah,
she's going to be working for Iowa State Extension.
Does that make her an actual Cyclone?
Yes, she is an Iowa State University employee.
One more reason for you to be pro Iowa State.
Yep. Reno those tickets.
Brock Purdy's probably going to come to my birthday party. And
probably.
Stuff. You know, I mean, why wouldn't he?
We're going to become best friends.
Yeah. He's going to have me in the suite at the Super Bowl when he makes it there.
Oh, for sure.
Anyway.
So but, Iowa State Extension. Yeah, you're going to have to fill me in on this.
You don't know what extension is?
I do, but what is she going to have to do with any of it? Is she going to be teaching my kid how to garden?
Not she directly. So
is she going to go all natural? I mean, a naturalist? I mean,
no. Anyhow, none of the above, as far as I'm aware. No. So she's going to be regional director, they call it, which basically, so there's a Iowa State Extension office in every county in the state of Iowa. So there are 99 county extension offices. Part of that is a mandate from, you know, Iowa State's a land grant institution, if you're familiar with the term.
I'm not.
Please define.
So there was the Land Grant Act of 1863 or something or other created all of these land grant institutions. I forget how many across the United States, like 80 of them, I think. Basically, the federal government granted land to these institutions to fund them so they could have a place for the institution and then they could sell land to fund the building of the institution. And the focus was on agriculture and engineering. Iowa State University, obviously focused on ag and engineering. One of their other mandates is to take what they research and put it out there to their constituents in the area they serve. So Iowa State Extension are offices where they do outreach into the communities throughout the whole state.
Basket weaving?
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. Gardening, health, nutrition, personal finance, helping develop small businesses in rural communities. A lot of obviously very ag focused, continuing ed type of things, master gardeners, all that type of stuff. That's what your local county extension people do. And then there are regional people. There's like a regional dairy guy and all this type of stuff.
So the land grant thing, was that Was ISU already established when that was going on?
No. No, it was created as part of that.
Oh.
So the University of Iowa is not a land grant?
It is not. No. Nope. Interesting. Nope. So,
so when did you learn all this?
Yeah, no kidding.
Don't tell me eighth grade. Well, if you do, I will have a much higher view of South of Bryan.
So I learned all this. I learned all this because I'm a fan of Iowa State,
of course,
and they're an ag-focused school.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the like conference realignment and stuff over the last 15 years, there was talk of they won't go fit into the Big Ten because they're a land grant institution and da da da. And I didn't really know what that meant.
Yeah, so I've heard it 100 times.
So I researched all these things because of that. So
is that supposed to like intimate that you were just given this college, like, oh, this is where you guys.
No, it was.
They're not lesser.
They're not lesser. They're not a bunch of ambulance chasers like what they produce in Iowa City. No, these are salt of the earth.
Are
people.
You talking to Thor? That's
yes,
not
I am
nice.
Talking directly to Thor. I kid. The University of Iowa is an incredible institution itself, but they don't do the extension.
Blah, blah.
It is.
America needs farmers. They do that.
It's not as good as Iowa State, but yeah, right. They put stickers on their helmets, and
that saved a lot of farms, man.
They put stickers on their helmets, and Iowa State has an office in every county to share their research.
But they wave.
But, you know, I'm sure the stickers do more.
They wave.
Yes, that. I'm not going to touch that one.
This has been a rough day for the University of Iowa.
It really has.
I mean, we really
and
gave
that,
Clayton
that,
and Clark
is
a hard
that is
time.
A ballsy statement as a bank president.
What's that?
As a CEO of a bank
branch.
I am
not a president or a CEO.
That you're saying, well, you know, you can be an Iowa fan. That's fine if you want to be, you know, lesser.
No, they're not lesser. I joke about it, but I respect Iowa and Iowa fans other than my brother and my brothers-in-law.
That's fair.
But yeah, back to what you were asking about. So they have regional directors that oversee, you know, between 3 and 5 county offices, and that's what Greta's going to do for Lyon, O'Brien, Osceola, and Sioux counties.
Wow.
And she's going to get a car. How fun is that?
Well,
a Ford
yeah.
Focus.
Yeah, it's not. Don't make it sound
only
more.
One seat.
Don't make it sound more right. luxurious than it is. For college use only. And yeah, it's not a super glamorous car. It's not like a, you know, Mercedes with a driver or something. But
this this position only came about because the predecessor retired, right?
Yeah, she was there 27 years or something.
So
like
it's
that.
Just the timing was good, just kind of fortuitous.
Well, the timing wasn't great Greta was just named athletic director at NCC. So I think she was a little bit torn because of that.
Right. Yep.
You know, the day that the announcement went out to the whole college was the day that the two brand new soccer coaches started.
Oh, welcome to school.
Yeah.
By the way. Yeah.
My know. Name's, well, that doesn't matter. I'm gone in a week anyhow.
Yeah. She felt a little bad and probably a little bit torn about that. But, you know, it is what it is. They left where they came
like
from
said,
and probably left somebody out to dry a little bit, too. So,
yep.
It is what it is.
And it came down to a coin flip.
Between.
It did?
No, I just made that up. No.
They made it sound like it was really hard. I just didn't know what to do.
Well, you know, you work somewhere for 13 years, which I have no idea what that's like.
No.
Thank you. I really think Wayne and I could have done a better job with it, but you did fine yourself. I
stepped on our touchdown call. Is what he did.
I beat you to it. I knew what was coming. But no, she's excited. Only got, what is it, about 6 more days of working in NCC.
So is she taking any time off?
One day.
So she'll have the Friday, February 2 off.
Right, yep.
Okay.
Supposed to be nice that day.
Well, that'll be good.
They're talking 60s.
What?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. Have you looked at any of those projections?
Well, the 8 to 14 day is like the entire continental U.S. is above average temp.
I follow some meteorologists on Twitter, and they've been posting some of those. I mean, it's almost like
the 42-inch snow prediction.
Right. Kind of like, it's just there's one about model. To that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they're talking 50s to 60s in that first to second week of February.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about it. And we're going to be above freezing here for until then.
Yeah, every day, at least the mid-30s, it looks like.
It's going to make the cattle yard a mess.
Yep.
The cows will like it.
Be planting corn on March 1st at this rate.
That's right.
I'm okay for it with it. I'm here for it. But so I found myself in a weird scenario here. So my daughter has been somehow, when she was in first grade, she learned about the Titanic and has really been into the Titanic. I don't know, something about wayfaring ships. She's all about it.
And mass casualties.
Oh, there's that too. There's that too.
Unbelievable. ORAB curriculum in first grade. We're going to learn about how hundreds of people died in freezing cold water. And whose fault was it?
You haven't let her watch Titanic, have you?
Dude, she's got it memorized.
Serious?
Oh, 100%. Except for the naughty parts
where you have to fast forward.
We needed your edited VHS yes, copy.
I hope you got that.
No, my wife just knows like the timestamps of when the naughty bits come. Yep, and Ava knows. Oh, yep, this is the grown-up part. Okay, now we're back. And so she's like, we'll draw pictures, and
you'll draw pictures like Leonard drew a picture?
Oh, jeez, you stop. She'll draw pictures of the Titanic like Leonard.
That's one of those things where you read it but never hear his name out loud.
Kane West, yes. No, she'll draw pictures of the Titanic, and she does, you know, she's got books and all this stuff. Well, I think it was the episode that we did. Oh, it was the last one where I made that big nice montage at the end where surgically
award winning.
Yeah. Award worthy for sure.
Oh, yes, of course.
Surgically put my speech into a very emotional rendition of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And so when I was editing that episode, I was kind of doing it on the couch, and I was just, the idea had come to my head about, you know, like, oh, let's get something really sappy, because there are a shit ton of covers of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's like, I bet there's literally 50.
Well, it's because it's the greatest song ever written.
Right? So, I mean, there's a reason it's our theme song. But then one of the ones that I had it on, like, I had it on YouTube, but then I had the YouTube to the TV, and she saw the picture of the Edmund Fitzgerald and, you know, the freighter ship, and what is that? So then we went down a rabbit hole, like watched an Edmund Fitzgerald documentary about all this. So now we're at the point, and my daughter's 8, for those of you that don't know. We talk about what we want to do for our summer vacation. She wants to go to the memorial site for the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald in whatever, Whitefish Bay,
yep,
in Wisconsin, to the Great Lakes Michigan. Shipwreck Museum. Yeah, thank you, Michigan. And I was like, hey, we can go to Duluth. That's on the Great... Nope, she wants to go and see the bell of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And so now we are left to craft a vacation plan around seeing a shipwreck.
Well, the UP is great, though. You'll love it.
Yeah, there's a lot worse places to go.
Oh, so, for sure.
So now,
if she decides you're going to Disney, you're going to be like, well,
That's where Ava wants to go.
Absolutely not.
Well, you'll draw the line there.
100% okay. Yes. No, because so I think about it like this. This is a we can do it. Do this trip on our timeline, largely away from big crowds, because you know you're like all the places that you stopped through Michigan. That wasn't like big tourist traps. You're not like at amusement parks or anything like that. Where was the baseball that you watched?
That was in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, okay.
That was halfway home from the Upper Peninsula.
So, because I looked at that too. I had Perplexity yes. come up with a itinerary for
good
me.
Work. I planned our whole route home around catching a Northwoods League game halfway home. So
that was your one criterion was?
Well, I like to catch a baseball park if we can, whether it's minor league or major league when we go on a family vacation. And so that was the option. So I Googled every Northwoods League team, looked at their schedule, how it overlaid with our vacation schedule, and then planned the route home so we could catch a rafter.
What were these,
game.
Like the pipe fitters? Or
the rafters.
The pipe layers?
The rafters. The rats. Rafter. Rats for short. I don't know why.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. That's awful.
That is very counter Mitch Geese.
I know. I even have a shirt with the rafter rat mascot on it.
Wow.
It's okay on a shirt, just not in my house.
Sure. I use it to wash the furniture to let other rats know what they're in for. But so now we are, and props to our gal Laura. She sent me it was like this, and you can't see it because it's a podcast, but like a three screenshot worthy list of the things that I need to see in Michigan.
Was she doing the whole state or Upper Peninsula specifically?
We'll tell you what she said. She says, OMG, that is awesome. She's got stops in the Upper Peninsula, the Lower Peninsula, and breweries. So she's, and it's, it is, as you can see, it's
very
just,
long.
Yeah.
Holy
it's
cow.
Quite, so how long
when did she send that?
Be?
I want to know if that was on dork time.
No, it was Sunday at 9:16 p.m. So no.
Well, you didn't take her away from church.
No. Nope. Right?
Or from dork.
How long of a trip is this going to be?
I don't know. I haven't figured any of that out yet. It's just more of the like fact finding kind of.
And you're pulling your camper and staying at a bunch of campsites.
Absolutely not.
Because I've done the UP and the Lower Peninsula both, and you're going to need like 2 weeks if you're going to do it all.
Right. I kind of wondered about that.
You can do that. Oh man, maybe not. Well, does your wife have a lot of vacation? You just go when you want to go.
Yeah.
See, I married a teacher. Real good for summer
June,
vacations.
July, yeah. August. That's why she's got that job.
Michigan's great. It's my favorite state.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
It is. I love it there.
Just the other day, you texted that Wisconsin was your favorite state.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yes.
I said Wisconsin's one of my favorite states, I think is what I said.
Is it because of the amount of beer and cheese? Is that
yeah, of course.
And it's
Wisconsin's incredible too. Wisconsin and Michigan are
yeah. There's great. No straight roads.
Yeah,
there's a little bar
everywhere.
4, 5, 6 miles.
That's right.
Yep. Nothing's a town. Everything's a village. And you can't go very fast. It's not like Iowa.
Well, no one's in a hurry over there anyway. All they're doing is just going to the next
drunk,
bar.
So, yeah, they better keep their hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2 and under
55
the speed limit.
Miles per hour.
It is a beautiful area out there. Well, I guess the reason I think it's very beautiful out there is because how different it is from here.
Yeah.
If I went on vacation somewhere and it was like a grid and as flat as a pancake, I could see this at home.
And I love Iowa, but I just, for some reason, Michigan.
So one of the... Really like it. One of the routes that Perplexity or ChatGPT, because I was pitting them against each other, you know, was to start in Sheldon and then go to, I think it's Galena, Illinois.
Galena. Is really Galena. Nice.
Yeah, that, you know, because it was historic. Because I said, let's.
That'd be more of a you and Becky, not with Ava thing. I think
so. Is it more like Decorah?
Okay, we can go ahead and just not do the ChatGPT and just have Mitch plan your trip?
I did reach out to him and Slim on Sunday.
Because you're on step one of your planned trip, and Mitch has already overruled it.
It's true.
Well, it's like Galena is a quaint old town. It's really neat. It's very pretty in that whole driftless region of southwest Wisconsin, mm-hmm. northeast Iowa, kind of like Decorah.
Right.
It's a lot like that. Shops and restaurants and probably some wineries and stuff. So I don't know if that's a family vacation
thing. Yeah.
That's a more of a you and Becky go for a long weekend type of thing.
Sure. Gotcha. Yeah. Cause it was, I know one of the things that perked my wife's ears up was going to, I think it was Mackinac.
Mackinac is great. We went this past summer.
That Laura listed as the fudge capital of the world.
Yes. Hmm. Now, if you want to avoid crowds, Mackinac Island is not the place to do that.
Is that the place where they only have like horse bicycles and buggy?
Yeah. I was there in 1993.
Were you courting? Well, no, 93, no. You would have been pretty
13.
Young. Yeah. You would have liked to have been.
No, it was a cadet camp out up on Mackinac Island.
Of course. Yep. See our stronghold.
Yep. Well, yeah, and a little bit north of there. No, good times. Cold enough to freeze you in the morning and 90 degrees by the afternoon. Where'd I leave my sweatshirt is what you say every day you're up there.
I looked at the ferry.
Yeah.
And it was going to be
across Lake Michigan.
You're right. Like
yeah, it's expensive.
It's going to be like almost $400 for us to, for the three of us and a vehicle to go from Manitowoc, Wisconsin to whatever the other places on the Michigan side.
Ludington, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Ludington. Yep.
It doesn't actually save you any time because it leaves at like 7 a.m. So you got to be in Manitowoc by 6 a.m. So unless you're going to drive all night, it just doesn't make any sense. I looked into it and it was way expensive. We just drove up through the UP, even though we were going to the Lower Peninsula.
Oh, so you went the Wisconsin side and then up and over?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
What?
Just have Mitch plan it. If he hasn't proven himself by this point, AI has nothing on this man.
What I would like to see is kind of a head-to-head between brother-in-law Eric and Mitch.
Versus Mitch.
Yeah, to see who can better plan down to the minute. See,
I don't plan down to the minute. I'm not as anal as Eric.
Yeah, but...
But I'm more so than you.
Than me?
No,
than most.
Yeah. But Eric would send out, Mitch would just plan it
right
based on his feelings. Eric would put out a poll.
Oh,
I don't care what other people think.
See, you don't care what other people think.
100%.
Eric cares what other people think, but he's going to get what other people think put into a schedule that's going to be very efficient. So that would be the differences between the two. So have Eric plan it, have Mitch plan it, and you would certainly get a lot of back and forth with Eric. You would not get one email from Mitch asking you what would you think about this?
Well,
nothing like that.
I know what you like and what you don't like.
That's true.
I mean, yeah. I don't need to ask you.
That's right. That's true.
I mean, there were things I left out. You asked for my list of things to see. I left out a couple of places that we went that involved a lot of hiking, and I thought, no, Wayne's not going to care about that. And that's no offense to you. I just don't think you want to hike, do you?
Hell no, of course I don't want to hike.
All right.
Is it all downhill?
I was reluctant to do it, but my wife did drag me along. Yeah. But I'm like, if I don't even tell you about it, then Becky won't know anyway.
Right.
So then you won't have to do it.
And, you know, I have my daughter. She's got little legs. I mean,
It's not so much about you. It's about Ava.
It's really looking out for her.
We went to go see something at Duluth, and you had to go downhill to see the lighthouse. And we kept going down and finding a landing spot, and I'm just thinking, I just hope this is as far. This is. Can we just? We can see it really good here, guys.
Yep.
And they're like, no, let's keep going down further.
Oh no!
There's a place on Upper Peninsula. It's called the Log Slide. It's literally a giant sand dune where the logging companies back in the day would roll logs down this giant hill, because then they would roll out into the lake where a barge could pick them up. And it's, I don't know, hundreds of feet high. But to get down there, you don't want to go down the dune because it's a bear to crawl back up it. But they have these stairs, and let's go check that out. And at the top, it's like Caution, it's like 400 stairs. I'm thinking, what? No. They're exaggerating,
Ten-degree drop.
And there's a landing and a landing. And you're like, all right, we got to almost be there. And you're like a quarter of the way there. And then finally you get down there and you're like, oh, my God, this is
going
to take
That was going down.
Mm-hmm. And then getting back up, it took a long time because everyone, even my wife, who was in really good shape after that many stairs, you got to stop and take a breather once in a while. So that was one of the things I did not recommend.
Why did you do that?
Because it's a pretty beach once you get down there. There's also pretty beaches that you can drive right up to within miles of this place, by the way.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
But it was fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
How many months did it take for you to say that out loud? 3 months later.
Oh, yeah, that was fine. Pretty fun. I could use the exercise. It's fine. It was good for me.
Just because you could use it doesn't mean that that's how you want to spend your vacation.
Well, yeah. You got something there.
Yeah, you woke up 3 times that night just screaming because your hammy was all cramped up.
Did I get burned? How did this happen? I'm still trying to get over the fact that we're planning a vacation around a shipwreck.
I think that's great. I wish we would have gone over to that museum and we didn't when we were up there.
But you were in the vicinity and just never made it?
We were within an hour of there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently there's like a glass bottom boat thing where you can see other shipwrecks.
Ooh.
I've been careful about what I clue in my daughter to, because if this whole thing falls on its face and...
It's amazing what 8-year-olds will remember.
Right.
Don't overpromise on the glass bottom boat. That's the same thing I told you, Painted Rocks. It's the same boat tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if it's not a clear day, you can't see or anything, and the water gets really rough there. So, like, we couldn't go and do that, even though we had, like, booked it. So,
oh, really? They at least give you your money back?
Yeah.
No. At least they say that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, now that's my life. These are the things that I do now that I'm not on the city council. So,
sounds dream about much vacations. More fun.
Yeah, it does.
I can't wait to be in Michigan. That will be great.
It will.
In Michigan.
Smells nice there.
Does it?
At least out by Mackinac. A lot of pine forest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank the Grassman family because we're still dining on many of their accoutrements. So yep.
The mice did not prefer.
The cheese curls.
The cheese curls from Michigan. Which,
thank you.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. And I've got the...
Or maybe it was the packaging. They didn't have to chew a hole to see what was in it because the package is clear.
And I've got the El Matador 1-pounder, unique taste and flavor, Mexican-style tortilla chips, which I'm going to take home with me and make some nachos tonight.
Good idea.
I think that'll be my supper.
And Mitch, don't forget to bring home your cleaning supplies. Even though you've got 7
Whatever,
sets
should I leave
at home.
Some here?
He had those in his truck.
No, I had to run home anyway, and I grabbed these because I knew I would want to clean up where the mouse was.
Allegedly.
I know.
Where there was evidence.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's poop, there's a mouse.
But there's only one, so that's good.
That's the good news.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, if anyone has any vacation ideas about things to see and or do between Sheldon, Iowa and Whitefish Point, Michigan, please let me know. And hey, if you want to help fund this trip, Venmo at DBA Pod.
Whoa. Wait, that goes into people's vacation funds?
I mean,
Of listening to our podcast.
Right. Well, I mean, this is life is show prep, so this is helps create the... Yeah.
We have finally gotten to the point where there's room in the fridge again.
Yeah, it's true.
Kind of folder.
We can see
which we are very thankful for.
Yes, very much. I'm thankful that Wayne's gluten-free because that means there's plenty of beer for me.
It lasts like 3 times as long, even though we have 1/3 less consumption by math.
That's weird. Math is a funny thing. It's not exactly linear all the time. Well, anyway, apologize for the delay. We'll be hopefully more Johnny on the Spot with upcoming episodes. And until next time, we'll see you.
From the Chippewa down of the big lick they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?